Hello.
Good evening. My name is Natalia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency?
No.
Okay. A media organization or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
With which political party are you registered, sorry?
I am a Republican.
Thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature?
I'm not voting for Joe Biden on any issue. I'm voting for Donald Trump.
And local offices, like school board on Tuesday, August the 20th, I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
I am going to vote.
Thank you so much.
I am going
what
to vote.
What is your main racial background?
I am Hispanic.
Thank
Latino.
You. What is your age? 18, 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, over 75?
No, over 56.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think the federal government is going off the cliff in the wrong direction.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elect officials focus on most to help you and your family? Traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, abortion, illegal immigration, hurricane and flooding preparation, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, crime and public safety.
Illegal immigration. They can't do anything on inflation. Illegal immigration. They should focus on getting rid of that.
You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion on each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. First one is
Ron
DeSantis.
I have a favorable of him.
Okay, would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Extremely.
Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Oh, come on, you know
favorable.
The answer to that. That's the worst you can get. You know the answer to that. I already answered you those questions.
And what about Donald Trump? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you. The reminder of this
survey. Greatest of all time.
The reminder of this
survey. He is the greatest of all time.
Okay. Thank you. The remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, reducing class sizes, improving the academic rating of schools, strengthening school safety and security measures, increasing school choice options, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, increasing teacher pay?
That's a hard one. You know, I want more discipline and I want more choice. But I guess more discipline.
Thank you so much. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your county school board, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of.
Somewhat unfavorable.
What about teachers' unions?
Somewhat unfavorable.
In charter schools?
Unfavorable for those.
What about Moms of Liberty?
The what of Liberty?
Oh, sorry, Moms for Liberty.
I have no idea what Moms for Liberty do.
What about private schools?
I'm all in favor of private schools.
Okay, would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
I'm very favorable. I think the money for your child's education should go wherever you want to put it. Whatever amount they have allotted for your child, you should be able to put it wherever you want.
Okay,
like
thank
school
you.
Choice.
Traditional public schools?
I don't mind traditional public schools. I just want them run a different way.
Okay, would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. What about teachers? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And what about your local PTA or PTO?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say that they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Thanks. Which of the following best describes you? I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Local educational issues
I'm somewhat engaged. Somewhat engaged.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of the public schools and gives them to wealthy, privileged.
No, I don't want to fund the public schools more. They already get more money than every other country in the world for the work they do. I do not want to fund them more. I think they waste their money.
Okay, we also have the option for parents to have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their
Yes, parents should be able to send your kid wherever you want, and the money goes with that.
Thank you so much. As you may know, the elections for school board are non-partisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support
candidates. It is important because all the teachers' unions go with the Democrats. So it is important.
We also have the option, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
Yes, that one.
Thank you so much. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree
yes.
with actions. Okay, thank you. You will now be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in this election for school board? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings,
no,
and school security?
No, okay. I don't want to give any more money to anybody right now. I think everybody's
okay.
wasting their money, and they have to figure out how to use their money better. We don't have any
okay.
more money to give, period, on anything.
Would you say somewhat less likely to vote or much less likely to vote?
I'm extremely likely to vote on everything, but I'm going to vote against anything that raises my taxes in any way, shape, or form. They have to learn to live with what they have.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who supports an acting term limit on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years, much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote. Somewhat less.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care, but I know that they will align themselves if money is what's getting them elected. Okay, then they're going to align themselves with whoever's giving them money. So that may be a bad thing. Maybe we need term limits.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males.
Hell yes, yes. You know the answer to that. Of course. I'm not LGBT, you know, cute. I don't care what they do, but I don't think a man should be participating in women's sports.
Thank you. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
I didn't get that.
Oh, sorry. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the
sure.
classroom?
Transparency
say,
is good.
Would you say
transparency
more
is
likely
good.
Or much
yes.
more likely?
I'm more likely to vote for transparency, yes.
Thank you. A candidate who supports increasing a public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salary?
No, you know the answer to that. No, no, I'm 100% unlikely. I don't want to give anybody more money.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for their parents regardless of their income or zip code?
Sure.
Okay, much more
likely? More choice, okay.
Okay.
I'm much more likely, depending on the other issues that they're for.
Okay, thank you so much. A candidate who supports making classrooms cell phone and social media free zones during school hours?
Sure. I like that.
Okay. Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
I'm a lot more likely. I'm
thank
fine
you.
With
a
them
candidate...
using some computers in class, but they don't need to be using their phones.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who supports putting uniform police officers in every school in Florida?
Sure. And arm the teachers, too.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
I'm more likely. I don't mind the police in these schools.
A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America
well,
has...
Well, come on. You know the answer to that one already. I want to throw critical race theory in the garbage.
Okay. A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic?
Yes. Yes.
Much more or somewhat more likely?
A lot more. Just focus on the basics and leave my kids alone.
Okay. A candidate who supports the parental rights in educational law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young
students? Of course. Of course. You know the answer to that. Yes. I don't want them to be teaching my kids anything about sex or anything like that, especially in elementary schools. And even middle school.
Okay, thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish. For classification purposes only, how long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, more than 20 years, all the life.
All my life.
Thank you so much. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a conservative.
Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
I'm very conservative.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma?
I have a PhD.
Okay, we have a college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, and we also have college graduate with an associate.
I'm a college graduate with a doctorate in engineering.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
My kids just graduated.
Okay, so no, do not have children or grandchildren right now in school, right?
My kids are going to have kids in the school, but my kids just graduated.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, about once a week, not frequently, a few times a month or longer?
Multiple times a week.
Okay, thank you. That was the end of the survey. Thank you for your time and have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.